This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Communications Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki in home isolation. Government urges farmers to use chemical fertilizers wisely. And deadly weather traps hundreds of drivers in Pakistan, killing 21. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has been in home isolation after CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and leader Narayan Kaji Srestha contracted COVID-19. Minister Karki, also the spokesperson for the government, attended a meeting of the coalition parties in the incumbent government on Friday, where both infected leaders were also present. The minister told that he would return to his regular work and meeting only after his COVID-19 test results. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is in isolation since Saturday. Other Maoist Center leaders Haribol Gajurel, Matrika Yadav, Dor Prasad Upadhyay, Ram Prasad Sapkota and Ramesh Malla have been tested positive for the infection. The government has suggested that farmers use the available fertilizers sparingly, saying that there is a shortage of chemical fertilizers in the international market and excessive price hikes. The request has been made considering a likely shortage of chemical fertilizers, as many countries that Nepal has been importing fertilizers from have said there is a shortage of raw material and hence difficult to provide as per the demand. However, the government has increased the budget for the purchase of chemical fertilizers this year as compared to the previous year. Shedding light on the demand and supply situation of chemical fertilizers, Under Secretary at Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ganga Datta Acharya said 15 billion rupees has been allocated for the purchase of fertilizers this year. And the price of chemical fertilizers remain the same in the country, though the cost price has doubled compared to the previous year. The government is currently giving a subsidy of more than ₹100 per kilogram to farmers for chemical fertilizers. The highest fertilizer consumption in the country is in province number 2, and the lowest is in Karnali province. A man has died in a road accident at Talghare of Bias Municipality 1 of Tanahu this morning. According to police, the driver of a jeep heading towards Dumre from Damauli died after he lost control of the vehicle and met with an accident. Inspector at the District Police Office Tanahu, Sivaraj Chhetri, said the deceased has not been identified yet. He was rushed to Damauli Hospital after the accident, where doctors declared him dead. Meanwhile, a person was killed when a motorcycle heading towards Ghorahi from Tulasipur collided with a jeep and a tipper truck near Ghorahi 11, Bukali Dada. The spokesperson at the District Police Office, Dang Mukunda Rizal, said the deceased has been identified as 53-year-old Padam Basnet, who was riding the motorcycle. Basnet died while undergoing treatment at Rapti Institute of Health Sciences. Two others were injured in the incident. Police said the drivers of the jeep and the tipper truck have been taken under control and further investigation is underway. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudhur Paschim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhur Paschim province, and light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 18.2 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is the influence of the Western Low Pressure System in the country. Likewise, Simcoat, the district headquarters of Humla, has been affected by snowfall since Friday evening. Heavy snowfall has made it difficult for locals to get out of their homes. The temperature has dropped drastically below minus 12 degrees Celsius. Chapal Lama, a local of Thumkot, shared that up to 4 feet of snow have accumulated in Malimi, Muchul and other areas of the Namkha municipality due to snowfall. As a result, even drinking water and the river water have frozen. Assistant Chief District Officer Dasarath Rai shared that the people's life around Simcoe have been affected due to continuous snowfall. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. At least 21 people have died after heavy snow trapped them in their vehicles in northern Pakistan. As many as 1,000 vehicles became stranded as would-be tourists reportedly rushed to view the winter snowfall in the hilltop town of Muri. According to local emergency services rescue, a policeman, his wife and their six children, as well as another family of five, are among the dead. The military says it has rescued more than 300 people stranded by the snow. An army spokesperson added that military engineers and troops had started to clear out roads leading to Muri. Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid said the crisis had been caused by the number of people travelling to the area north of the capital Islamabad. According to the emergency services, at least 21 people have died, including 10 children. Police said at least 6 had frozen to death in their cars. Inhaling fumes has been given as a possible reason for the others. Residents say at least 200 people in Nigeria's northwestern Zamfara region have been killed in a wave of vicious attacks by armed militants. The attacks are believed to be in response to military airstrikes that killed more than 100 fighters on Monday and forced others from their forest hideouts. Gunmen burnt homes and mutilated the bodies of their victims in the assault. A resident of one of the villages told the Reuters news agency that militants were shooting anyone on sight. The attacks are the latest in a wave of violent attacks in northwest Nigeria, where the central government has been long at war with several local criminal groups it has described as bandits. At least 7 people have been killed after a part of a cliff collapsed onto leisure boats on a Brazilian lake. Another 3 are missing and 32 injured following the accident in the southeast of the country. Video circulating online shows the moment the rock detaches from the cliff face on onlookers try to yell warning on the boats beneath. At least one of the boats appears to have sunk, while others managed to escape. Local fire officials told reporters that the collapse followed days after the rain in the state, which had made the cliffs more susceptible to collapse. Divers and helicopters are searching the water for any more survivors. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communications Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki in home isolation. Government urges farmers to use chemical fertilizers wisely. And deadly weather traps hundreds of drivers in Pakistan, killing 21. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.